Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you again for beginning your day with me today and moving forward in a positive way. Happy New Year. In the Science of Mind, we have for many, many years followed the advice of Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science, who suggested that every January we focus on the basic ideas of Science of Mind. We're going to be doing this every Sunday at our Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, and I made a decision to do it on this program for the month of January, covering the basic ideas of the Science of Mind. Let's begin with an understanding that has been handed down through the age, and that is that thoughts are things. Remember, you're the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 142 of the Science of Mind textbook, "Thought attracts what is like itself and repels what is unlike." Now, it's fundamental to our science that, again, thoughts are things, that our thinking becomes experience, that we're not humans doing, we're humans being. Being what? Being what we think about all day long. Thank you, Ralph Waldo Emerson. This morning, if you can contemplate your thinking experience and realize that your thoughts have shape, your thoughts have significance, your thoughts have durability if you become one with them. Your thoughts also have impact. Impact on what? On your health, on your success, on your ongoingness in this thing called life. Reality, again, is based on your perception, and as your perception of the truth of yourself increases, your reality increases in a positive way. Reality is greater than any thoughts you may have about your life, your experience. Reality and truth is always ready to become something greater, because in truth you are greater than you think you are, always. Reality is greater than any thoughts we may have about anything in our life. Thoughts are the way that we unfold from possibility to experience. You see, when we arrive at the consciousness of a greater reality, that consciousness itself begins to demonstrate in such a way that our life changes for the better. Each day in every way, I am getting better and better. Why? Because I'm thinking better and better. If we want to experience freedom and understanding and the sense of security that I think everybody longs for, we must do something wonderful for ourselves, and that is to begin to develop a positive thought habit. This is the power of positive purpose in action. This is what my entire book is about. You see, the reason we need to do this is because this leads us to the realization we seek if we always seek a higher realization instead of looking at our life and finding something to blame it on. What we do is look at our life and use it as a springboard into a greater and greater possibility. In Psalms 92:5, it says, "O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." Our challenge is to move from a belief in God to the belief of God, which is the unfoldment, love unfolding, unlimited possibility unfolding. Every thought that is negative in any way is something that pushes the beautiful out of our experience. But when we think of love in action and begin to think as love in action, the love that we seek seeks us, and we find ourselves in the one mind and celebrate that discovery. The teachers have pointed out throughout the age that every thought of criticism undermines the trust we would have given others and the trust they might well have given us. Our challenge is not to criticize, because if you live at the level of criticism, what happens is you find yourself maintaining what you're criticizing, because your definition of yourself is, I am a critical consciousness, I am a criticizer.
criticizers have things to criticize in order to keep criticizing all the time. The challenge is to live at the level of praise for your own possibility, praise for your discovery of that possibility, praise for allowing it to move beyond comprehension to doing, not human doing, but human being. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that if we wanted to stop having so many human problems, stop thinking so human, stop acting so human, we are spirit having a human experience. The clearest thinkers, both East and West, have taught very clearly, very beautifully, very lovingly. And when we know this, we find ourselves uplifting ourselves, our own freedom, to what? Good thoughts that we have about the day we're in and everyone in that day. This will bring us rightful happiness when we let go and let it be our way. You see, my friends, every experience we have has a history of thought behind it, and the experience will always reflect the thinking that went into it. And if we want something new, then we need new thinking to set it in motion. Our thoughts are the media of consciousness by which each and every person cognizes the world in which they live. It begins to unfold as every relationship they have, beginning with improved self-relationship and improved relationship with everyone in their life. Be one of those people. Be one of those people in understanding and doing and being. Arrive this day, this month, and in this new decade with a new concept moving forth as you and a new conclusion about you. Why? Because the power within you always acts upon your consciousness. As we move into this understanding and know it's good enough to be true, we find ourselves celebrating over and over and over the Spirit of Truth. And we realize that the Spirit of Truth is God, or whatever we want to call it. In the beginning of the Science of Mind textbook, in the chapter, The Thing Itself, it points out the mind which we discover within us is the mind that governs everything. I would like to share this from page 136 of the Science of Mind textbook. This beautiful statement from Dr. Ernest Holmes, where he is describing God and creation. Listen to these words. Let your heart hear them. We are to know the truth by its fruits. The certain estimate of reality is ever evident by its worth in actual living. We are not to separate life from living, nor God from God's creation. One is the cause, the other is the effect. The invisible things of God are manifested through the visible, and unless the invisible thought and desire of every person is in line with truth, their act will fall into error. While we are told not to judge, we are clearly warned not to fall under the illusion of accepting the false for the true. Now, if you believe you're limited in any way, the power within you, through law, operates on the idea, and limitation becomes your experience until you get a better idea and move forth as that better idea in action. We are told in Matthew 5:48, and listen to the words, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Now, we are advised that heaven is within us, therefore perfection is within us. What if you could wake up today and realize that everything you do, everything you experience, is perfection unfolding? You have the choice today to be perfectly happy or perfectly unhappy. Perfection does not care what you do with it. Now, this is self-existent truth. And if we look at the fact that infinite life, infinite mind, infinite love, God is absolute, you begin to realize that you cannot have a comparison to it. All of its parts are made out of the one thing, infinite life, infinite intelligence. This means what? It means that if we are to move forward as positive purpose in action, we will find, for example, that there were only limited ideas that produced the limited experience. If this infinite power within us was not able to demonstrate itself in an infinite number of ways, there would be only one tree on the planet. One dog, one cat. But there's more than that. It is everywhere at once. It is everything at once. It has a law, and it says to us only one thing, and that is yes. It says yes to what? Our consciousness. What is your consciousness today? We would find ourselves unfolding in a magnificent way if the magnificence that we are was suddenly set free. Free to think. Free to give. Free to receive. You see, the metaphysician leaves theology to the theologians. The theologians who are only interested in the branches and the roots. What we're interested in is the leaves and the flowers. Now, we know they came from the roots and they came from the seed. But as Dr. Holmes pointed out, that religious science is the tree that's in the seed before the seed is in the ground. Don't just concern yourself with understanding the nature of the universe. What you need to do is do something with that understanding. Knowing about this truth is not going to change your life. It's when you let what you say you know be your way. When that happens, the beautiful unfolds as you in ways you've never known before. This is the one thing in action, the thing itself. And what happens? If you need an answer in your life and you operate from this understanding, all of a sudden you find yourself receiving the answer. Why? Because, as we are told, thou art that. I am that which thou art that which I am, says the universe. The one thing that knows what to do and knows how to do it. There's an old fable that tells us of a very dedicated, devout person who sought to enter the kingdom of God. This person was rejected the first two or three times they tried because they did not properly identify themselves. After many years of study and meditation, this person tried again to the question asked by the eternal being, "Who is there?" And this person replied with faith, "It is thyself." And at that moment, he was admitted into the experience and he realized there was nothing in the way, no barrier. Why? Because God is absolute. The manifest world is God in action, my friends. So if you today, no matter what your religion background, allow yourself to go to the core of anything, and if you do this, you will discover the spirit of truth itself, no matter what you call it. And this is the essence of everyone's nature. Yes, my friends, as we start this new year, know today that in truth you are rooted in the one creative spirit, God. It is within you and it is principle, the principle of perfection waiting for you to let it flow as your life. So let it flow as we begin this new year and this new day. Allow yourself to know that its action flowing through you as you is not hindered by any kind of doubt or fear or false sense of humility. Be God in action and be proud of it. Allow the world to see it. Why? Because you let it see out of your eyes. You let it be everything that you are. You can do this because all that exists is of God, my friends. And right now, you have the ability within you to interpret your relationship to this eternal goodness of life and accept its fulfillment in every avenue of your experience. Be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven, perfect. And it is. And it is right now. There is no separation. There is no doubt, and there is no fear in truth.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Be sure to mark your calendars for Wednesdays in January, when Master Facilitator Reverend Darlene Sykes will lead a book study based on Deepak Chopra's highly acclaimed new book, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul. Join Reverend Darlene from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. each Wednesday in January. Tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
In the Science of Mind textbook on page 459, we read these wonderful words: when we realize that God and the human are one and not two, we shall love both. Here's an idea for you as we begin this new decade. Affirm it with me: my life is indwelling spirit. Our life is indwelling spirit, my friends. Today, if you will allow yourself to take the words that I'm sharing with you and consider the concept of the universal mind in you as you, and allow yourself to define yourself as the concept, and allow yourself to understand that that definition is above and beyond any kind of doctrine. It is too impersonal to be limited by dogma or creed or ceremony. It is too loving to be refused by any person. One of my teachers said once in a class, "We seek the God who withholds himself from no one because it is the creator of all." Now, in religious science and unity and divine science, all of the New Thought movement, we believe in this kind of God. We believe in this definition of God. We know within our hearts that this creator of love is love in action. And it cannot be the author of hatred. It cannot be the author of limitation or separation. It cannot just live its life at the level of tolerance. It is inclusion, divine inclusion, from the center of silence. Within each and every one of us, we know that God is love, and in this God that we know is good enough to be true, there is no lack of abundant good. This all the great teachers have taught. Watch the acorn become the oak, we are advised. Now, if we look at the acorn, we begin to realize that within it, as I said before, is the tree before the acorn is in the ground. Does the oak deny its shadow and the noontime heat to someone just because they are a different color than you? Does it deny its shadow to a white person or a Muslim or a Christian or a Buddhist because they don't have the right concept? You see, there is no separation, and God made everything out of itself, no matter what we call ourselves, look like, or how we worship this thing called life. You see, when we understand that that which is the essence of God is never withheld from any person, the creative cause, that is, the oak tree is also the acorn. The oak tree, as I said before, is within the acorn. Before the acorn is in the ground, it is also the ground. It is the vitality within it. I love what James Cameron did in his new movie, Avatar, and I recommend it to all of you. What a great movie experience this is. But sit there as you're watching it and pay attention not just to the magnificence of this great film, but pay attention to the lesson in this film, which was also in Star Wars, by the way, because the Force is within us all. The creative cause, the Force, is the oak and the acorn, and it is everywhere at once and everything at once. It is the squirrel that's in the oak tree. It is you, it is me, it is everyone, everywhere. It always has been, it always will be. The God that is the life of everyone is also everyone. Here is the simple key. Right here, and what I just said, is the key to freedom in your own life. Now, You can continue to reject this idea. You can reject reality, the reality of yourself. But you can in no way alter this reality. The law of mathematics is the law of mathematics, whether you understand it or not. The law of gravity is holding everyone down. It doesn't say, I'm going to let you go because you go to the wrong church or worship the wrong definition of God. You see, when we love this self that we are, then we shall begin to truly understand how to love our fellow beings. We recently, at 4 o'clock in the morning, the last day of 2009, had a wonderful gathering. World Peace Meditation, we joined with millions of people throughout the wonderful planet we call Earth, and all over the planet at the same exact hour, we were all affirming peace on Earth, goodwill to everyone. You see, this is a way of letting go and letting your eye be single. Isn't this what we are advised? Let your eye be single. Stop seeing as duality sees and see as oneness sees. Know that you are filled right now with knowledge, with wisdom, with understanding of God's love. And every day when you let go and let it be your way, you find yourself understanding more and more and more and more. Don't accept the counterfeit for real. Allow yourself today to free yourself from any definition of being a doormat to the opinions or the mistakes of anyone in your life, even your own. That was yesterday. This is now. Now is new. What are you going to do from this day forward? What are you going to affirm? How are you going to let your resolutions of the new year become your way and not just empty words? You can do this through God's wisdom in you as you right now. You can let go today and know that if you allow yourself to let go and let God, you will discover you are drawn into that which is right and good and healthy and abundant and successful and creative and intelligent. All else falls away. Why? Because the true substance of you is greater good. You are, as I said before, greater than you think you are always. Now, in freedom and understanding, know today with me that in this understanding, it is in this awareness, it is in this indwelling God that is within each and every one of us, we can move forward as positive faith in action, as the power of positive purpose in action. As we do this, we find ourselves growing in the strength of this love, and we find ourselves expressing it in ways we've never known before. Dr. Ernest Holmes says in the beginning of the Science of Mind textbook, all people shall seek some relationship with the universal mind, the oversoul, or the eternal spirit, which we call God, and life reveals itself to whoever is receptive to it, that we are living in a spiritual universe which includes the material or physical universe, has been a conclusion of the deepest thinkers of every age, my friends. We are to know the truth by its fruits. You are to know the truth by what you do with that truth. Unlimited possibility is waiting for you to let go and let it be your experience, and nothing can stop it but you. Dr. Ernest Holmes said these words in a quarterly journal that he wrote many years ago, back in 1930. Quote, religion is instinctive in human thought. Intuition has always paved the way to reality. Philosophy has been a beacon light on the shores of time, and science has proven a universe of law. A universe of law. My friends, the thing itself made you out of itself. It is everywhere at once. As it says in John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let the great reality of the clearest minds throughout the age be your reality as we move into this new year, my friends. Believe in the best of yourself. Believe in the great understanding of the age. Allow yourself to know that you are, from this moment forward in this new year, laying claim not only to a new idea of yourself, but a new application of that idea in your life as your life. As you do, know that your health is improving, your happiness is improving, your opportunities are there to be embraced and celebrated, that you are free to give to the world around you in such a place that the whole world is a better place because of your choice. Be one with this understanding. As you learn to give voice to your spiritual convictions in your own life, allow yourself to find that your heritage of health and supply and peace of mind will prove itself, and that you not only deserve the best, but you deserve to give the best and receive it. This is your world. Choose to be happy in it. This is your world, my friends. Choose to be love and action within it. Be happy with it. Take joy today in your every encounter. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.